you. Hey, y'all. Mike Missanelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
All right, let's go. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Mike Missanelli's show, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. 97.5 Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Welcome to the TV audience today. Thanks for tuning in. And I got a couple things on my mind. It's a Thursday, so we inch closer to Big Sunday's game. Another game they have to win to save the season. I'm not feeling that good about it, I got to be honest with you. It's Thursday. I would love to toot a horn for you, but you know, I go by feel. I go by biorhythms. Right now, as we sit on a Thursday, not feeling it, so maybe you can convince me. But here's the thing I really want to talk about today. It's a question, philosophical question for the fan base. And this is a really serious question in light of some certain circumstances that I'm going to mention in a second. Why in this town are we so worried about the money it would take to sign certain athletes? And along with that, why are we so averse to signing star players? Star players are what it's all about. Star players carry you to championships. Star players are the reason why you tune into a game, go to a game. Star players attract you as a sports fan. Why are you worried about someone else's money? this is something that's perplexed me in Philadelphia for a really long time. Now, let's take two specific examples. One, since he's in town today, Manny Machado. And it was hysterical that Manny pulled up in front of the main entrance, Citizens Bank Park today, got out with his people, had a construction worker there take a picture with him and yell some encouragement to him, and then got to the front door and it was locked. The door was locked. Matt Klentak, took a couple minutes. Matt Klentak had to open the door from the other side. I'm, stunned by this. So Machado's in town. Now, hear me out here. I prefer Bryce Harper. I've already been on record. Apparently, they don't, right? It looks like they're showing more interest in Machado for whatever reason. Maybe because they've had a history with the guy, whatever. They think he's a better player, more consistent player. Whatever it is, they seem to like Machado more. Why are there some people in this city that are saying, are reluctant to sign a guy like Manny Machado because of things? Like stupid things that people consider. Well, he didn't run the first base. No, he said he's not going to be Charlie Hustle. Well, he's a star player. He makes your team better. People will come to the games. They'll watch it on TV to see Manny Machado. What do you care how much the Phillies spend for him? You got to explain this to me. I'm dying inside here. If they really like the guy and he's in town now, stop messing around and put a contract that's going to make his eyeballs pop out and get the thing done. Because if he leaves here, other teams are in play. Now, if you don't like him as much as Bryce Harper and this is cursory, I get it. But you've got to strike now. There are too many money teams that you're going to allow to get in the picture, and then you're going to come up with ugats, or as they say in Espanol, mierda. You got to strike. You got to get one of these two guys. If you don't, the offseason is a complete failure. And don't give me wait around for Mike Trout. I am done waiting. This team has saved money for the last 4 years. They've had their payroll undervalued. They've made money in 4 years because of that. They can afford to overpay. You got to tell me why you would not want that to happen. All right? That's position A. Position B is Carson Wentz, because the Eagles face a big decision on its contract. He is eligible for an extension after this year. Now, you can wait one more year before you decide to extend him, but you know what happens? The price for quarterbacks keeps going up and up and up and up. And while you might be, I don't know, you have a sour face that you may have to pay him like something like $30 million now before he's earned $30 million, that happens to be the going rate. That's the market value for a star quarterback, a franchise quarterback. I'm looking at all these franchise quarterbacks, right? Aaron Rodgers got 33.5 a year. Matt Ryan hasn't won anything, got 30 a year. Kirk Cousins gets paid $28 million a year. Garoppolo hasn't done squat in this league. He's done less than Wentz. He makes 27.5. Drew Brees is a bargain at 25, and Alex Smith makes 23.5. Carson Wentz is a $25 to $30 million quarterback, whether you like it or not. So you have three choices. Now, you know me. I've already identified him as the franchise guy. I'm signing him, okay? If it takes me $30 million a year to sign him, I'm signing him, because I don't want to worry about that position anymore. But if you're of the other side and you're thinking about it, here are the three things you have to think about. You wait and don't sign Carson Wentz, and next year is a big year, and then you got to pay more than Aaron Rodgers. That affects your salary cap. Number two, you don't sign him, and you decide to go in another direction. In other words, you have determined that Nick Foles is the guy for this franchise, and so you trade Wentz for the best value you can get. You give Foles a contract that's not going to pay him $20 million, probably. Maybe it will, but $20 million maximum. He's not going to get what Aaron Rodgers is going to get. And then you draft a new number one quarterback to nurture under Foles, since Foles is going to be 30 years old. Let me remind you that this draft class for quarterbacks stinks. And third, you don't sign him. And I already said that one. Did I say three? I said, all right, sign now, wait, or don't sign. There were the three. I think I ran past three. So that's what I want to know today from you. Why is money a factor to you as a fan when it comes to Manny Machado? Why would you allow stupid, nonsensical things like he didn't run out of ground ball or he stepped on a guy's ankle in a postseason game to steer you away from a star player? And third, the Foles issue. Now I'll go to Tyrone. Tyrone, I presented two scenarios. One with Machado, one with Foles. Where are you?
Machado, because I personally prefer Machado over Harper. I could be wrong. I'm just saying I prefer him. I would try to get the deal done today. I'm not letting him get on a plane without signing a contract. And I'm paying him whatever it takes to pay him. And I'm a person, I don't care about anybody else's money, let alone their money. Like, I don't care about your money or Natalie's money or this station's money. I definitely don't care.
I resent that you don't care about my money.
You got plenty of money. You're doing all right. You're doing all right.
I got a lot of bills, but go ahead.
You're doing all right. Okay, your daughter's grown. You're all right. All right.
Yeah.
You're all right. Now you're paying college bill, tuition.
Okay.
You're fine.
Right.
All right. I don't care about the Phillies' money at all. If they literally played him 10 years, $500 million, which they wouldn't, I still would not care. I don't care about
Why do you think that fans in this town, A, care about the money part of it, and B, care about the stupid little things that would prevent you from signing a star player if there are a couple rib bones in his background?
Because they're jealous.
They're jealous?
Yes. People
supposed to benefit your team.
They don't care. These people, they're small-minded. So what they do, everyone who says that, in my opinion, is small-minded. So what they do is they look at it and go, I'm busting my butt, cleaning, snaking toilets, and this guy gets paid $35 million to play a game, blah, blah. And they're small-minded. They're jealous. He has a skill set. He worked hard to cultivate it. He's hitting the market at the perfect time, at the perfect age. What does that lead to? Tons of money. It's same thing would work out if you were leaving your plumbing job at the perfect age, at the perfect time, when people were in demand. But they don't look at it like that. So they're jealous of him. Small-minded people who are jealous of the rich, rich athlete. I don't care about their money at all.
It's a very small minority, though. Because we've had high-paid athletes in this town that people have accepted.
They hated Ryan Howard after the contract.
Howard for different reasons.
He got hurt, but he was getting paid a lot of money, so they hate him.
He wasn't producing for the money.
He was hurt.
All right, but they didn't have time for that. They want a guy to produce.
Well, they're worried about, he'll turn an ankle. And then we're paying them.
I don't think they mind the money. I think this fan base is smart enough to mind when they don't perform to the money level. That's what I think it is. But in this case, it's completely different.
I feel
there are
like
people worried about actually paying a guy like Machado.
I feel like if they still suffer from what you've said is that mentality where they're just afraid to embrace the greatness.
Why? Why are we in this town afraid to embrace the greatness? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we are reluctant to cultivate stars and to worship stars in this town. And stars are what it's all about in professional sports.
But the Foles thing in the Super Bowl helps cultivate that stupid thought. Because a non-star quarterback won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So that, in their minds, that diminishes the importance of stars. That's why it's so important for the Sixers to win a title. Because whenever it happens, this year, whenever it happens, when Simmons and Embiid win a title, they'll win it solely because of stars. And it'll break the brains of half these people. But yeah, Foles winning a Super Bowl, not being a star, makes these people value stars even less. And it's a problem.
I swear to God, this is sometimes a town that I shake my head because this is a town that will worship 25 minutes from T.J. McConnell and yet don't want to sign Manny Machado because he didn't run the first base.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
It is. Now, on your other point, I signed Carson Wentz on the 31st because the price is not going to go down. Because look at his stats this year.
It's not
going to
go down. That's the question. So, again, these two issues, I really would like feedback on. The one is the Manny Machado issue. The other is the Carson Wentz thing with the three choices. You either sign him now, after this year, when he's eligible for the extension, and you get him at a price that you know it's going to go up from there. Or you wait, and you let him one more year, and then you sign him, and you're willing to pay that mega price. Or you don't sign him, and you go in another direction. In other words, you root with Nicky Foles, and then you draft somebody, not this year, but maybe the next year, to cultivate as your franchise quarterback behind Nick Foles, because you've determined that Wentz isn't the guy. Wherever direction you're going to go in, we'll talk about it today. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. It is the Mike Misnelli Show. We're live on TV and radio, and we're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, you're not going to do this to me. 220, are you? Oh, it's cold along the beach? The wind, we went down the ball.
And then!
I just want to listen to it.
You guys know what time of year it is?
What? Huh? What?
What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard.
Clarence,
you
rehearse some real hard, just saying up, bringing in the saxophone.
It's my favorite part.
Oh, there's not many.
Oh, it's not many.
Not many of you guys in trouble out there. All right. It's time for... See, this is so cool. I love listening to this song. It chills me out.
You do really like it.
It is. It's like, it's Bruce. It's the Bruce voice singing a Christmas carol. What's wrong with that?
Well, I, you know what? I don't want to kill the Christmas spirit.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Come on, man. That's brassy.
Yeah. Hurricane Katrina really changed how I looked at this song.
All right. Try to ignore that. Time for the Twitter poll. By the way, 2 o'clock is brought to us by Paul. Excuse me. Twitter. The Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul Bean, Moyer & Sons. The 2 o'clock hour is actually brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit their new location on North Center Street in Philadelphia today. Natalie,
What's the Twitter poll? You've been rehearsing the Twitter poll real hard. Santa bring you new microphone.
What we got?
All right, all right.
Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer Sons. Robotic lawnmowers, zero-turning conventional riding mowers, as good in your shed. Moyer's got it. They've also got parts of service that you need. All right, go ahead.
All righty. Should the Phillies seal the deal with Machado today? Over 1,200 votes on this early. 81% say yes, get it done. 19% said no, wait for Harper.
Okay. How about the choice C? They get nobody. How about that one?
Well, I don't want to put that out to the universe.
If you listen, if you've got if you've got Machado in today, you're more interested in Machado than you are Harper. It's simple as that. You want to have him in. So once you have him in, I don't care either way. I prefer Harper, but I'll take either one of them. If you got him in a building, sign him. $350 million. Put it on the board.
People, I don't want to spend that money on that 10-year contract, isn't it?
What do you care about the 10-year contract? Save your bitching until it gets to the 10th year. Then you can bitch. You got 9 years to worry about the 10th year. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up,
man?
Kev?
I want to talk about the Sixers, man. Mm-hmm. I was watching the game last night, and Mark Zuma said that there's more in Court Minds game than they're shooting a three.
Yeah, well, I think Mark and I need to have a conversation.
Okay, two.
Yeah.
I was watching.
What did Happy Alice say to that?
Who?
Happy Allah. Abby. I love him. He's always happy.
He had no comment.
No comment?
Hey,
well,
comment.
Tells you all you need to know, right?
Right.
Okay,
right,
all right, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing more to Korkmaz's game than an unusual looking spot up jump shot. That's it.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Number two, I saw get up this morning, and I don't know the girl's name, but she said that the Sixers' talent is ridiculous.
Who said that?
Girl that's with
Serena?
This one with Jalen. I think that's her name.
On Get Up.
Yeah, Get Up.
Yeah, was it which one was it? Was it Laura Rutledge or was it?
I can't remember
Maria
which
Taylor.
One was. I can't remember which one it was, but she said that this talent is ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not ridiculous. They're starting. three and a half stars.
Okay.
That's what they have. That's not ridiculous with a 12-man roster. They need to add some talent.
Exactly. One more.
Yeah.
They said that LeBron James had his dunk attempts blocked by somebody nine times.
Yeah, I saw it.
Is there any way that you can look up to see how many times Julius Irving had his dunk attempts blocked by
Google
somebody?
Me.
Huh?
So what's your point?
I just want to see.
LeBron's not that great? Is that what your point is?
I know because I really believe that it's very...
I'm quite possible that Julius Irving had a dunk blocked every now and then. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. What does it matter?
Well, I hate to Google me because he can Google that. You don't have to look it up for him. He can look that up.
What's the point? The point is that that's supposed to dilute LeBron's greatness because he got a dunk blocked the other night? Like, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to TJ in South Jersey. TJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. TJ.
What's up, my man?
What's going on, TJ?
No, I just wanted to talk about paying Machado. I am 100% in agreement with you. I just don't understand. Who cares whether it's 10 years or not? Who cares whether it's $350 million, $500 million? It's not my money. Pay the man. He's here.
Well, let me ask you this question, because there's two pegs to this. One is the money thing. The other is the Machado thing, which is sometimes that his behavior on the playing field has not been like 100% Opie Taylor. You know what I'm saying? So, do you care about that? Do you care that he loafed on a ground ball?
Not really. I mean... Now, if it was in, like, a World Series game, then, yeah, I might be a little pissed off. But if it's a meaningless game or a game that you know you're going to lose, didn't Ryan Howard run out of first base and hurt himself or something like that?
Well, Jimmy Rollins would sometimes be soft going down to first base.
Yeah.
And he's merely the best player at that position in franchise history. And he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame with his number. So does it really matter?
No, not really. I mean, and I do agree with you. I'd rather.
No, I think it matters a little. It matters to you a little bit, TJ. I'm getting a little vibe that it matters to you.
No, it matters a little bit, but it's not the end of the world. It's not going to make or break it. Like you said, if he's here today, you have the opportunity to sign a great player that's going to clearly make your team better. Who gives a crap about the money? Just pay the man.
Yeah, no, TJ, you and I are on the same page. Here's the thing that's absurd about it. There are people that put more stock into the fact that he didn't run out of ground ball than they do in that he's a star player, which blows my mind. It's like, if you put those two on a scale, the star player thing is or goes way down here, right? It weighs way down. Right? It's infinitesimal compared to what the guy does like 99% of the time. And yet people will focus on that 1%. It's the thing that has befuddled me in this town, among all other things. I love this fan base. I think they're smart. I don't understand the reluctance to gravitate towards a star player, even though that star player may have a few infinitesimal flaws.
You know, and what's funny is, Mike, it's the 2 o'clock hour. Huh? Most people that will be calling us right now are at work. They'll be calling you at work on their boss's dime to tell you that another guy has to work 24-7, even though they're listening to Sports Talk and calling Sports Talk Radio while at work themselves.
Listen, unfortunately, you weren't blessed and maybe didn't have the opportunity to become a talent like Manny Machado. I've pretty much accepted that in my life. You know,
you're a baseball player. Don't play shortstop.
Don't give it up, Mike.
I had trouble hitting the slider. I'm okay with it now, right?
No, don't give up.
I didn't give up.
Hold the dream alive.
Freaking baseball games. That's how I hurt my back.
That's why his back's all messed up. He's still playing on the dirt.
Curving my spine.
He's still playing in the dirt.
And sliding.
You still have a chance.
No, I'm finished. But the point is that I've come to grips with the fact that there are star caliber players that play major league sports, and I'm just Joe Schmo. I've come to grips with that. I don't care how much money they make. Let's go to Matt Wilmington. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm really happy to hear you on the air. I had to take a 2-day break after the Monday show with the Fall Society.
They're still out there.
I know.
Oh, man, if he wins on Sunday, oh, here they come Monday, full barrel.
Listen, this is the way I try to explain it to people. I have a quick Eagles point, and then I wanted to had a quick Sixers question for you.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I try to explain to people that Carson Wentz is like a beautiful piece of meat you go down to the butcher and you get, like your local butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles is like, a steak you would pick up at your local Acme. He gets the job done, but he don't taste as good.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty good analogy, man. Speaking of, I've heard Anthony tell this story. My parents used to do the same thing, my grandparents. They would go to the butcher and get a nice piece of meat, and then they'd display it for everybody. And they go, uh-huh. Look at that, isn't that a beautiful piece of meat? Yeah, it's an Italian thing. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm Italian too.
Yeah, so you've seen that, right? They wrap it. Was it wrapped in the brown paper, right? They open it up. It's got the masking tape on it. They open it up. They display it. Isn't that a beautiful piece of meat? Look at that piece of meat.
Well, you know what? The Fold Society, they throw some A1 on that mediocre steak, and they think it's a great steak, but
I get it. The difference is, Wentz is star caliber. Foles is not star caliber. Good, gets the job done, not star caliber. We are afraid, we don't allow our eyes to appreciate the star quality, because that's the most important thing. The Sixers embraced it. Covington and Dario, they're nice. They got a star player. It was quick. Like, is there anybody that would give back that deal now? No. Even though the Sixers still have a ways to go. But that certainly was a step in the right direction. Joey in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to say, us as a fan base have no problem embracing star players. We embraced T.O. when he came here, and we loved him because we knew he was worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that theory is false. Out the window.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't get him at a star price, though. He came.
Oh, we paid him. He got his money.
No, he didn't. No, he really didn't. He got an. His contract was an undervalued contract. He wasn't. He wasn't making the big money.
It was still millions and millions of dollars. I mean,
he got an under market contract here. His contract carried over, and he realized it was a bad contract, and that was the crux of the whole problem.
Okay, but still a star player, then we embraced him.
Yeah, but he didn't make $15 million. It's different. This is what I'm telling you. It's like they didn't break the bank to get him.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, the reason why I call it is about Nick Foles.
Yes.
So basically, I'm a huge Nick Foles guy. Mm-hmm. And the biggest difference with this year to last year is last year when he stepped in, he pretty much locked home field advantage throughout the playoffs. He still won the playoff games, still won the Super Bowl. So he played the cream of the crop and got the big games done. Carson got us where we were, clinched first round playoffs.
Right.
This year is so much different because he steps in at 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow, pretty much out of the playoffs, no shot. If he somehow brings us back to the Super Bowl this year, there's, to me, from stepping into where our season was lost and does that,
yeah,
we keep him. We have to keep him.
Keep him in, and you would let Wentz go.
I don't know. It's a topic of discussion.
Well, this is what I'm asking. You got to make a decision, Joe. That's what I'm asking you. You make the decision.
To me, yes. To me, yeah. You let
Wentz go. You would trade Wentz, sign Foles, and then worry about drafting a new number one down the road.
Well, I would keep Nick for 3 years, three to 5 years. Let him be our number one.
That's what I'm saying. So you would trade Wentz?
I would. If he got into the Super Bowl being 6-7, yeah.
Okay, all right, there you go. So there's a guy, and you choose any of the three, because I'm asking you to choose. One is to sign Wentz now when he becomes eligible for an extension and pay him big money, but maybe save a few million because the price is only going to go up for quarterbacks. Second is you wait and let him play another year and then like you let Foles go. Or you don't sign Wentz and you decide to go in another direction. If Foles performs like our last caller said, you root with Foles, you trade Wentz for as much as you can get. Foles plays and then you worry about a new young number one down the road, not in this draft, but the next draft. So that guy says if Foles pulls it off, he would root to Foles, Tyrone. What do you think? Do you think the majority of people would think the same thing?
Yeah, they're wrong, though. Because Foles at 20, I don't think you can get him at 20 max. I think if you're actually committing to him as the starter, 25? You trade him. Yeah,
okay. Which is like Alex Smith money.
Yeah, probably in that range. Foles, and you probably have to give him at least 4 years, probably 5 or 6, because you got to spread out that signing bonus he's going to get, because you have to guarantee him 35, 40, 50 million of that money you have to guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is not wise asset allocation.
That's interesting. It's an interesting, because if he does pull this off, our last caller is right, it would be an unbelievable feat.
Yeah.
Maybe something not accomplished in this city by anybody else. So in lieu of that, What would you do?
I can't bet on that fairy dust.
Would you have to bring him back as your starter and say, all right, Carson, listen, we decided to go in this direction.
If he won the Super Bowl again, sure. If he wins the Super Bowl again.
So if he takes this situation, a Super Bowl, you're still unfazed by it.
Yeah, because there's players all of a sudden coming back. Jernigan's healthy. All of a sudden, Hicks is back. That means if they get there, the defense is going to have to play well. And the defensive line is still good.
All right.
The back seven.
You are not your average fan, though.
No.
See, the average fan, I'd be interested in hearing what he has to say about that.
Yeah, they'd sign him.
All right, Ted in Fishtown. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ted.
Hey, Mike, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
What's up, Ted?
To you, the crew, and the listeners.
Thanks, man. You sound like Bruce.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Just a little bit.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, you were giving me a little Bruce.
Yeah, that's it.
Ted from Fishtown, walking down the cold concrete sidewalks. Go ahead.
All right, brother. Real quick, as far as Machado, no Machado, no Red October. Simple as that. So you got to sign the guy.
So you're full board Machado over Harper, and since he is in town right now, you would not let him leave without a contract.
Get it done.
Okay. All right. Now, you're not worried about the money. You're not worried about he stepped on a guy's ankle. You don't worry about the gold chains? I mean, come on.
No. I go to the city. I'm used to that stuff. You know?
I got gotcha.
Anyway, as far as Foles and Wentz, I mean, sadly right now, it's looking like Wentz has glass bones. I mean, he's getting hurt quite a lot. That's all I hear on the radio.
Well, he's getting hit a lot, so anybody that gets hit to that extent is going to get banged up.
Well, I mean, you can't be breaking every bone in your body, though.
Well, he's got to find a different way to play. He's got to get the ball out quicker. It's a fixable problem. I don't think he's injury prone. I think he just gets banged.
Okay, and real quick, mm-hmm. I am 100% behind Foles. If he can pull off what he did last year,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
do you forget about Wentzy? Bye bye, Wentzy. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that, but I'm leaning that way.
All right, take your checkerboard sport coats and get out. Really, people just say sayonara to the guy who was the franchise quarterback?
Yeah, there's no loyalty in this
world. And Foles becomes your franchise quarterback? I thought he had a chance to be the franchise quarterback before, and it didn't work out.
No.
Folesy.
He also had a chance in the first two games to be lights out and make the coach mm-hmm. have to say, all right, Carson, mm-hmm. that knee. Because they had an excuse. If he's lights out those first two games.
They don't play Carson until game whatever.
Right. And then they get the 3-0. At some point, if he keeps playing lights out, mm-hmm. they say, you know what? He's not healthy. They had an easy excuse. He didn't play lights out. Even that Tampa game, he wasn't good. That's why Carson came back. He had a chance. He failed.
All right.
I don't think the fans want this controversy. Yeah, I don't think that they want this. I'm
making it up.
No, what?
Because the coach says there is no controversy. The fans have created this
right.
controversy.
But I mean, what they're watching is Foles win in these games.
But they
won one game.
Okay, so this game, and if you include the games from last year.
I don't include the games from last year.
Okay.
He did what he did last year. That's in a top
right.
cap.
So now if he continues to win, if he wins on Sunday against the Texans, it's going to give the fans more of a reason to trust in him.
It certainly will.
Yeah, so I mean, but I don't think this is something that they want to be thinking about.
Well, unfortunately, you have to.
I know.
That's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
Thinking of scenarios. But people accuse me of starting a quarterback controversy.
No.
I didn't take any snaps. Come on, man. It had nothing to do with me. We're just talking about what fans are thinking about.
I feel like they're just torn.
They're not that torn.
I think
they're
torn.
They're Foles all the way.
The majority is the flavor of the month. It's the flavor of the month right now, and he's the flavor. All right, 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. This is a big show today because we'll do a little fantasy football. A lot of people, a lot of desperate people. People started emailing me this morning.
Super Bowl week.
For Eric Carabel. He joins us at 4, and we'll have Hembo on at 3:30 with some really interesting, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to miss it at 3:30. Pro Nick Foles, pro Eagle facts coming your way. Mike Massanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, I love the Christmas music. In fact, we're doing a show on Christmas Eve, since it is on a Monday. It follows the Eagles game, so we'll have a lot of reaction to that. I'm thinking of Monday playing a game I call Winners.
What is that?
You know, Winners, when you go to the playground, you play basketball, and you keep winning.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing. We're going to do this with Christmas songs. So I'll send you a list of songs that we'll have ready.
All right.
And so when somebody calls in, if they want to play, we'll go play the one song and then play it against another song. And that person has to choose the better song, and the winner advances.
Oh.
And the winner advances to the next song.
All right.
Wait, who determines what the better song is?
The caller.
Oh, the caller. Okay.
Caller says, I like that one better. That one advances.
Oh, yeah, I see.
The winners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, next.
Yes.
All right.
I got next.
The earlier you get me that list, the better.
You ever go to a really heavily populated game on a Saturday?
and lose your first game, and you have to wait an hour.
Yeah.
To play next. And you get all stiff.
Yeah, no good.
You gotta sit down.
More often than not, though, I get on there and win, and then I'm complaining of cramping from playing all day because I wasn't about a lot of losses. Not in my day.
No, I get it.
I get a lot of losses.
You know, if you go yourself and you're just hooking on with people, that's why I always waited for like the biggest dudes to come in.
I would always.
Big dudes come in. I got it. It's like a holiday for me. Big dudes rebound. I just stay out there.
And shoot.
Kick it out, yo.
I would always go with my boy Al Fisher, the greatest defensive street baller I've ever seen still to this day.
Al Fisher?
Yeah, so I knew my guy Al Fisher. He was at FanFest. You met him. He would always lock down the other team's best player. Always. Didn't matter. Still the best defensive street ball player I've ever seen. So now, once that player's locked down, I can get in the other guy's heads via trash talk, and we're not going to lose.
Yeah, I don't lock anybody down.
Yeah.
I have energy for the lockdown.
Yeah, he would lock people down.
I had to save my energy. I was like, Furkan.
Just shoot.
Pat Ampler. Pat, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Pat.
Mikey Mass.
What's up, Pat? Doing, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, what's going on? This is the first time I'm watching through the TV. You don't have a Hartnell jersey on. It's Hartnell night.
It's what?
It's Hartnell night.
It's Hartnell night?
Scott Hartnell night.
Wait, you serious?
I thought you were a big fan of the Hartnell man.
Are you playing with me?
Of course I'm playing with you.
Okay,
I thought it is
really Hartnell night?
Yes.
The barn?
At the barn.
You're kidding me.
No, they're honoring
Scott Hartnell?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't know, but he'll be there.
See, this is what I mean. This is playing right into my hands here. Go ahead, Pat.
So, listen, real fast, I'm with you, Mike, and I would keep Carson Wentz because he's your franchise player. I don't know if people have forgot, but last year he was about to put 50 burgers on a lot of people. He put 50 burger on the Denver defense last year. And, like, how do you let that guy, and, like, the Houdini moves he was pulling out left and right last year, how are you going to let just forget all about that, man? I mean, the
guy. Well, people have, though, haven't they? They don't even remember one of those 11 wins that he had last year.
And they don't forget. They don't remember any of Nick Foles' bad losses either.
It's amazing. It's like a computer that got wiped. Right? they don't remember the Wentz win or the Foles losses.
I mean, it's not the same guy from last year. You have a whole different offensive line. I mean, that offensive line, it's not going to be able to hold up. They ain't going to do what they did last Sunday. I mean, look, I'm hoping they do, but it's not the same team. But look, Mike, real fast, I got a trivia question for you and Tyrone. Sixers question. Yeah. Who'd you take, Embiid versus Patrick Ewing? No, they played the Knicks yesterday. Patrick Ewing or Embiid? Who would win? One-on-one.
Embiid.
Oh, straight up? That easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had more
of
a variety of shots.
Okay, because I was arguing with a bunch of old heads at work. They're saying, of course, they were going Ewing, but I said I was going Embiid.
No,
too,
come on. So Embiid's got he's got better footwork. Yeah, he can score many different varieties. But Ewing was just basically a post player, down low, hook shot. Yeah, Embiid can stretch it out a little bit.
Okay, Mike, now listen, you saying that you're going to get a bunch of old heads coming at you
I mean, that's okay. I understand that the old heads love to think that the guys who played in their era are better, but all you can do is use your eyeballs and see that Embiid's got more stuff than Patrick Ewing. Doesn't he, Tyrone?
Yeah, he has more stuff, and he also moves better than Ewing does. He just does. He moves better, too. So, yeah, he win the game, to me, fairly easily, actually.
Yes. Is it really Scott? Has he put me on? Is this Scott Hartnell night?
Yeah. No, it really was. And there's a video montage that's running about how Hartnell and Gritty had the same haircut, and they go into the room together, and Hartnell grabs a hair dryer.
Yeah, they're honoring him.
Yeah, they're honoring him. Yeah, that's true. That's a real thing.
All right.
Good for Scotty. He's always a good guy.
Yeah.
He was always
Are you confused as to why they're honoring him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. I'm confused.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. But wait till TJ night for the Sixers down the road. You know that?
The Sixers would do something.
Down the road, 8 years from now, you can't see the Sixers TJ night?
They would not do something.
10 years?
I think the Flyers just ran out of alumni.
It's possible.
Bring him back in
They've
the fold.
They've honored everybody.
Yeah, bring him back in the fold. Flyers for life. I do like that.
They
don't
honor Podes yet. Sean Podine.
Podes?
You gotta be a Podes night. Thomas and Broomall, you're a 97.5 Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Tom?
So I wanted to talk about the Phillies, but one thing about Foles. You know, I see the Eagles keeping Wentz, and, you know, Foles deserves to be a full-time starter in the league, you know, and not play when someone gets hurt.
Let's just say he pulls this off and gets the team to the Super Bowl. Then what are you thinking?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say because, you know.
Well, that's why that's the object of it. I need you to say.
I don't think they're going to let Wentz go.
I understand what the reality of it is, but I just want to play like a hypothetical game. Just say we're sitting, we're three beers in, right? Mm-hmm. And you got a little truth serum in you, Thomas. Like, if Nick Foles gets this team to the Super Bowl and they play it, and they almost win it, then what are you doing? You're three beers in now.
Yeah. I mean, I would still keep Wentz.
You would. All right, yeah, what you do right now is drink three beers, like right now.
Okay.
And then we'll see if your answer changes.
All right. Now, one question, though. With the Phillies, you know, I'm happy they got Segura and, McCutcheon and everything. But, you know, with no moves going on, you know, I would lean towards Bryce Harper because I still think Franco still has good stuff still, even though Mike Moustakas is in the
No, I agree with you. That's one of the reasons I want Harper because I can disperse the home run power at the corners.
But here's the thing with the whole Mike Trout thing. I think the Angels still have until 2020. You know, coming back home, you know, you got Rhys Hoskins. He's an Eagles fan. He goes to Eagles games. It would just be so much easier if he came here. You know,
they can still do that, even if they got Harper. You can't wait. That's the thing. People say, well, you wait for a trade. You don't wait. You snooze, you lose. You got to sign guys now, and if it's at the expense of maybe you can't get Trout 2 years down the road, well, then you got to bite that bullet. Now is when you got to. These are two primo free agents. You got to get one of them. We all know it. 610-632-0975. We're climbing in right now on Mike Masnelli Show. You got one line; it's open, so grab it. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.